Blog Talk Radio.
Took you down. You were one of the first drug casualties. How sad. 42 years old and it was checkout time. It's now or never. It might be our checkout time too. As a nation. Yeah. You think that these wusses are running around demonstrating for make-believe crap are going to save us when our enemies descend upon us with the full force and fury of all of the war material at their fingertips? You're going to need El Trumpo. So my topic today is, it's Trump or never. And the buzzword is Trump 1237. I believe that's the number he needs to bypass the Communist Convention and the rigged jury that's laying in wait for him and the American people, who are getting uppity and have to be brought back under control. And I have learned to despise the word conservative. I do not see conservatives. I see rhinos with a C. Yeah, there are some true conservatives out there, but I'll tell you who's not conservative. The National Review and the Weekly Standard, they propose to be conservatives. But Jimmy from Brooklyn says that Buckley, their God, destroyed the John Birch Society. And the John Birch Society was named after a captain in the U.S. military who served in China and was the first American killed by the Chinese communists. And that's where the John Birch Society comes from. And a guy named Robert Welch, I believe, who has Welch, I love his jellies, and he has his chuckles, you know. He formed that society in honor of the first American killed. So that's how long some people in this country have been on guard against communism. But there's no communism. Communism died when the wall came down. No, it didn't. It got stronger when the wall came down, because from the wall in East Germany came KGB agents into the United States. Anybody can come here. Anybody can stay here. This is wide open. If this was a dike, the little Dutch boy would have died in about 10 minutes. He couldn't plug all the holes. But that doesn't matter to you, because when that nuke goes off, it's not going to be anywhere near you. So you think, if you got a military base near you, you're nuke fodder. Yeah, and don't think the Russians don't have a little pin with your town on it. Oh, but they would never attack us. No, no, that's right. They wouldn't. As a matter of fact, Hitler told that to Stalin. He says, look, we'll split Poland. I'll never attack you. You never attack me. And then came Operation Barbarossa. And Stalin couldn't believe it when they said that the German troops were crossing into Soviet territory. So Stalin cried to Uncle Sam, please send us spam. We're starving. And Uncle Sam sent them spam. And now we're back to the Cold War that nobody wants to recognize. The one thing Americans are very weak on is the ability to face the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to see the truth. If they had to walk through the abortion clinics in the United States that are whacking 4,700 kids a day, when they came out, they would say they saw nothing because their eyes would be closed. It is really sad. If they had to talk to a GI suffering PTSD, who's one of the 22 who's going to commit suicide today, their ears would be closed. They do not want to face reality. I went to the initial showing of Saving Private Ryan. And the one scene on the beach in Normandy is one GI is running out of the water. He's about 2 or 3 feet on the beach, and he's holding his guts in his hands. And believe me when I tell you, the audience laughed that they thought it was funny. They thought it was funny. Yet, if they had seen that in real life, they would not be talking to this day. They would have that glazed-over look on their face. We are like Pavlov's dogs. We are conditioned. So my topic today is, it's Trump or never. Trump 1237. That's the number Trump needs to circumvent the ambush that's laying in wait for him, just like the ambush in Chicago last night. That commie demonstration you saw last night in Chicago was not to stop Trump. It was to stop you and me. And the message is, if you vote for Trump, we will get you. We have no rules and no laws. And I say, ESAD, E-S-A-D. It's an acronym. It means eat shit and die, S-H-E-T. Assad, baby. And I have another one. Nawas, N-A-W-A-S. Never argue with a shit head. Join me. Shout Trump 1237. That's the new patriot buzzword. When you go to the rallies, Trump 1237. And we're going to find out on Tuesday if God is going to save us. Because man can't. The closest one is Trump. And Trump should get up there with a shepherd's crook and a sackcloth and ashes and say he's leading America back into the promised land. Okay. Fox News is a total sellout. When I was watching the riot in Chicago, the prelude to the riots in Chicago, I never saw so much glee on Fox News. Megyn Kelly was doing a stack of Ollie. She was one of the Kerry dancers. Unbelievable, man. How can you be gleeful when you see your country going down the tubes? Oh, but we got Trump. You remember what Harry Reid said, and they said that you lied about Romney? And what was Harry Reid's answer? We won, didn't we? And that's all that matters to the commies. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the commies win, they win, and when they lose, they win. So, they won last night, but Trump cut them off at the pass. Trump made a good judgment call, a presidential judgment call last night. And he said this morning, he was on TV in Ohio, and he said this morning that the call to call off the rally was predicated on the fact that he didn't want to see 300 cops being turned on and being used as another propaganda ploy. And he didn't want to see people getting hurt. Now, that's a presidential call. He's looking out for all the people. And he's looking out for the cops, because if they had failed to gain the advantage on Trump, they would have then went to Black Lives Matter and Kill a Pig. So you know who's running these shows. And they are not pro-American. They are anti-American, brainwashed propagandists. Fox News is a total sellout. Only Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Stu Varney, and Guilfoyle, I think her first name is Kimberly, are fair and impartial. Two people are permanently banned from my TV. Megan Behar Stern Kelly and Obama bin Laden. Once those faces appear on my screen, I go to change. Change! Lowry and Hughes from the National Repuke and the Weekly Stand Down are not conservatives. If they are conservatives, Stalin was a ballet dancer at the Bolshoi. They are ballet dancers at the Bolshoi. I just saw that great conservative from the Weekly Stand Down, Billy Crystal. He was on the Bill PLO Dancer Marshall. Anybody that would be seen on that show is questionable, folks. Do you know what Bill Maher's biggest regret is? That John Wilkes Booth did not get Mrs. Lincoln, too. Trump 12:30. Oh, by the way, I hear Bill Ayers was at that demonstration last night. I got a nice classic picture of Bill Ayers standing in an alley like a rat, and he's standing on an American flag that he trampled. And that's the symbol of the Obama administration. Bill Ayers, the Obama pen. Trump 12:37. This is going to be a Bible passage. Drop conservative. Don't use it. Don't use the word right winger. When somebody calls you a right winger, you tell them, oh, you got the wrong guy. I'm mainstream American, you communist bastard. Okay, so, and that is what we are. Trump's move was presidential. And not only that, he used the tactic of his hero, George Patton. Patton says, never let the enemy pick the battlefield. And Trump was in Ohio today picking his battlefield. And it almost turned into a battlefield because communist stunt makers had infiltrated the rally, which was in an airline hangar. And one of them tried to get on the stage got a hand up on the stage to grab Trump's pants leg. That's the latest story. And the Secret Service completely surrounded Trump. There was five of them. And they got rid of the guy. What they should be doing is interrogating these guys and ask them who they represent. Were they paid to come to the event? And what party do they belong to? And what is their political affiliation? And let's find out who they are. Let them identify themselves. The Irish have a saying about their enemies. May God turn their hearts so that we can live in peace. But if he can't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles so we can recognize them by their limp. Yeah. So Trump 1237 is the buzzword. And you know what? I didn't like it when he talked it down to Rubio. But then again, I didn't like it when Rubio talked down to him. And he returns volleys. He doesn't initiate volleys. And I didn't like it when he called Cruz a liar. Got to go to a tune, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Bartender, a champagne, and pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
You
Did you like that? Does it ring bell? You bet your sweet bippy it does. You know that. You know what's the... While I'm listening to that song, I'm thinking about a situation that happened to me when I was a teenager. And the lesson that I learned at that time is never follow the crowd, man. Be your own person. Be your own person. Have your own ideas. Be independent. Never follow the crowd, because the crowd can lead you to hell. If it doesn't feel right, don't go along with it. Someday I'll tell you the story that prompted that thought. But, not to tonight. So, what's happening? Well, it looks like Al-Qaeda was not defeated by Obama and Hollywood. They went to the movies too. And they decided to take over the country of Mali. Now, we don't know anything about Mali. I do, because I was interested in doing business in Mali years ago. And the capital is Bamako. And I was in the auto parts business, and I wanted to sell equipment there. And so I made a friend of a local garage owner, and we tried to do something, but I couldn't beat the Chinese prices. And it's all about price. I have a brother that says, loyalty is 10%. Once the discount is greater than 10%, loyalty goes out the window. That could be the American philosophy. Yet some Americans can be bought cheaper, like Al Gore. I mean, the Qataris got Al Gore for $500 million. That was cheap. He used to be a vice president of the United States. Can you imagine him sitting around the Diwania all sipping tea, laced with Johnny Walker? Yeah. And I call it haram juice. See, haram in Arabic is sin, and juice is juice. But alcohol is haram, and it is forbidden. And when they catch anybody with alcohol, of course, they incur big penalties, and the alcohol is confiscated, and it's put in a big storage area. And then on Friday nights, the princes go in and pick out the bottles that they like. It is unbelievable. If you go to Saudi Arabia from Bahrain, there's a bridge that leads you there. And by the way, the Iranians want to take Bahrain. They want to crush poor little Bahrain, which is one of the happiest little sheikdoms in the Gulf Cooperating Council. They're so small in Bahrain, you can literally pass gas on one end of town and smell it on the other. But the people are nice, they are hardworking, they have no oil. They have no oil whatsoever. Oil well number one was their only oil well, and they ran out in 1938. So they have to work for a living. And they all drive Toyotas. But little cars. They all drive little cars. But they're good people. They're nice people. They're friendly people. And it's sad. The Iranians have now declared that Bahrain is a colony of theirs. And the reason they want to do it is the U.S. Navy has its headquarters there. So they figure if they take Bahrain, the Navy has to leave. And then we'll have to protect the seas from the Great Lakes. Yeah, and Obama will sign that order. I'm surprised he didn't sign an order disarming the Algerians today that sees that that natural gas facility and took hostages. And that's what I was going to ask you. If you were a hostage and you were in a room with all your fellow hostages from many countries, and somebody said, there's two groups that may come to rescue us. One is the Americans and the other is the Algerian army. Which one should we pick? What do you think they'd say? What do you think they'd say? Well, you know what? Obama pulled another Benghazi, and there's no Americans coming. Yeah. There's no Americans coming to all the Christians that are being murdered in the Sudan and in Somalia. There are no Americans coming for all the Christians that are being murdered in Mali. In Mali is like a French protectorate. So with the French came the Catholicism and the French language. So it was a dealer's choice, and the dealer was Algerian military. And all I heard on the radio was they went to rescue the hostages, and they shot the bad guys from the air in gunships. And now they're reporting that they also shot the hostages. We don't know how many yet, but they got a few. And I'm sure that if there was about, I hear, 5 or 6 Americans and 1 Irishman, and they think the Irishman got away. He made his bird. And the 5 Americans and 6 Americans, they made a run for 2, and 2 got away so far. But when you're dealing with these terrorists, I started to say Obama issued an executive order that they can only have 6 rounds. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. And that Al-Qaeda has to now do a background check. We're in trouble. We are fools. I hear girls calling today to talk shows. They're nurses, they're teachers, and they're saying, what's this gun crap? It's about mental health. There's nobody helping the mentally ill. And I was listening to Mike Gallagher this morning, and he's pulling on heartstrings. He has a story of an 18-year-old boy who's autistic, and he can kick a field goal from 45 yards out, almost guaranteed. And his high school made his day, and he made their day by kicking a field goal in a game. And they interviewed the kid, and you could see he's slow talking. And Mike Gallagher has done more with that one little segment to help autistic kids than all the talk show hosts I've ever seen. Just that one little gesture. And don't let me forget about Interstate Batteries. And with that one little gesture, I realized for the first time that autism doesn't go away with little kids. It's with you for life. And I grew up in a world there was no autism. There was no autism. So what happened? What is causing this plague on good people? We got to do some research and development on autism. We got to find the cause. It's going to be something so stupid and so obvious that everybody's going to say, why didn't we recognize it? I don't know. But anyway, Interstate Battery, I was going to mention. The owner of Interstate Battery is a religious man. They'll get him one day. They'll expose him. They'll bring charges against him. They'll close him down. They'll put him out of business because he's a Christian. And you can't be Christian and successful in business in the United States anymore. That's the communist rule. But this guy, he supported the Passion. He has that green race car at the races, all the big races. And on the hood of his car, he had put the ad for the Passion. Well, he's got an ad now that's running. And it's 3 good deeds. And how they spread. I've only seen one other party do that, where somebody helped somebody cross the street, and then somebody helped somebody else as a result of it. Those are good ads. And we need more of those. And we need more religion in our ads. Religions of peace, religions of love. Not you get 82 virgins if you kill a Jew. No, I pass on that one. I pass on that one. Oh, it's 72. It's only 82 with the coupon. Give me a break. Let's get real. Let's get our country back. Bartender, champagne, and give me a patriotic tune. You know, if you say, let's take our country back, the communists go crazy. Marine Killing NBC, or is it Always Be Communist ABC, or is it the Communist News Network CNN? But they all go crazy when they hear a mainstream American, and that's what you are. You're a mainstream American. You're not a right winger. You're not a right wing nut. You're not a gun nut. You are mainstream American. And the other side, they all fit into the one pot. It's a smoking pot. Communist. Never forget that. And don't be afraid to say the word communist, even though they brainwashed you not to say it. Say communist. And also, once in a while, say thank you, Jesus. And if you're brave, you know what you do someday? When you're in a restaurant, say grace before meals. And spread the gospel. Oh, I got to tell you this story. A girl called a talk show host. It was two liberals running the talk show host. And two guys from New York. So this girl calls, and the subject was going against your conscience. And this girl probably went to high school. She sounded about 16. And she says, you know, I'm very troubled. And they got compassionate. They said, oh, yeah, why, darling? What's the matter? She says, well, I work in a drugstore, and when people come in and ask for birth control pills, I can't in good conscience serve them. It's against my religion. And the two talk show hosts, they grew horns in about six communist seconds. They said, well, you know, darling, when you took the job, you knew what you were getting into, and you're working for that company now, and that's the rule, and you have to follow it. And I just wanted to scream at her and reach her and say, honey, you don't have to do that. All you have to do, when somebody comes to the counter for birth control pills and they're making you give them, throw up on the person that's buying and then go sick. Yeah, you got to do what we tell you. Screw you. That's not the American way. The American way is, tell me I can't do something. Did you ever tell somebody they can't do something? What happens in America? You go to any other part of the world and you say, you can't do that. They go, yeah, I know, I can't do that. You tell an American he can't do something. They say, you can't pick that padlock. You know what's going to happen. It's because we're different. We're Americans. We're not Kaliwali people. Kaliwali is Arabic for this or that. When somebody is mens a mens or so-so, they call them Kaliwali. That's not us. There are people who want to make us like that, but we're not taking it. We're not going to do it. We might go along to get along, but then when you cross the line, that final protective line, the dragon starts to breathe fire. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. And once the dragon starts to breathe fire, he doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. Once an American is angry, he doesn't stop. And there's nothing more dangerous in this entire universe than an angry American. I have a photo of a cruise missile breaking the water being fired from a submarine. And underneath it, I have the caption, and it says, cut my head off, will you? Okay, I won't do it again. Just let me finish this row. Play me a patriotic tune. Play me, you got something with pipes in it, boy.
Oh,
Mark Levin is going off on Tom Brokaw tonight. Tom Brokaw is comparing the people that own guns to the rednecks in Selma in the 1960s. Tom Brokaw is a good communist. He's one of the best. I think he wrote a book, if I'm not mistaken, praising the Greatest Generation. But he only did it for the money. As a matter of fact, I think he's this Easter pageant. This Easter pageant, I think he's going to play Judas. And I understand it was quite competitive. It was either him or Bill Maher, and he beat Bill Maher out by 29 pieces of silver. Now, Aaron Klein, who is a fountain of knowledge, both internationally and nationally, has his own show on WABC. I'm pretty sure, don't hold me to the time, but you should check it out. It's on Sunday nights, and he broadcasts from Tel Aviv, and he's a very savvy guy, and he knows what's going on. He wrote a book called The Manchurian Candidate about Obama, and of course it didn't make the news, because the news is controlled by the Communist Party from the Soviet Union. And you can't prove that. No, I can't. You're right. But I got a strong hunch. And Brokaw is, like I say, he's attacking the Americans again. He would get the Vilkun Quisling Award for journalism. Aaron Klein is talking about, and I hope I can find it to read it to you. Aaron Klein is talking about, no, I won't be able to, Hegel, that Hegel supports terrorism, and Hegel supports al-Qaeda groups, and that Hegel takes money directly from George Soros and sits on a committee that is directly funded by George Soros. So, and he's also an anti-nuclear guy. What that means, there's two buzzwords you must be very careful of. One is anti-war, which really is not anti-war. It's really anti-win. They never want America to win anything. And they definitely don't want America to have nuclear superiority, because how are we going to defeat the United States if they have more bombs than us? So Chuck Hagel is a modern-day Benedict Arnold, Vilkun Quisling, Lord Haw Haw, Tokyo Rose, wrapped in one. He cannot be allowed to take the position of power that George Soros has selected for him, and neither can John Kerry. Those two must be stopped. They must be dropped like a bad habit. Hang in there. We'll give you a tune.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of gold would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how, without a song. My troubles and woes, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. But I What makes the grass so tall? I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never end. Well, things go wrong, a man ain't got to win. Without a song, that field of corn would never be a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song. Without a song.
Here we are, we're back in the saddle again. I found Aaron Klein's article. Aaron Klein, it's either 7 to 9, I think it's 7 to 9 on ABC on Sunday nights. It'll open your eyes up for you. Very good, super intelligence. We don't need the CIA as long as we have Aaron Klein. So Chuck Hagel is in a funded group that's pushing talks with Al-Qaeda. An Obama nominee wants legitimacy for jihadists behind the hostage crisis. And he broadcasts from Jerusalem. And you can follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He's a young guy, very dedicated. He loves his two countries. He loves his country. I think he's an American citizen, and he emphasizes that. I'm pretty sure I heard him say that. So, Secretary of Defense nominee Chuck Hagel sits on the small board of a peace fund that finances an international crisis management group that long has petitioned the Algerian government to cease excessive military activities against Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists. Now, I got to tell you something. As soon as you see the word peace, that means communist. Anything that has peace in it means communist. The organization, if you want, I'll give you a whole list of communist groups that all have peace in them. The organization, the International Crisis Group, or ICG, International Crisis Group, ICG, called on Algeria to grant legitimacy to the very Al-Qaeda-linked group reportedly behind the kidnapping of 40 foreign hostages, including several Americans, at a natural gas field in Algeria. My friends, the sooner we drill, baby drill, the sooner we can be free of all of these people. All of these evil people jacking up prices for jihad. ICG, the International Crisis Group, petition for the Islamist group to participate in the Algerian government. So they're wrapping up, they're building their caliphate, everything is going to go extreme Muslim. And anybody who gets in their way will be muzzled by the Muslims. Hagel, and they'll be, that means cutting your throat sometimes. Hagel serves on the board of the Plowshares Fund. Now, let me tell you something. Hagel is not alone. Every congressman and senator is owned by somebody, and it's not you. Every congress and senator is owned by somebody. But we're going to sit in the sand pile and play with our pails and shovels and pretend that the world is a happy place. Hagel serves on the board of the Plowshares Fund, a George Soros finance fund that pushes for a nuclear-free world. A nuclear-free world means a nuked America. And that's how it's going to be. If they take your guns away and they take your nukes away, you know what you could do? You can't do anything. You're dead. The fund calls itself the largest grant-making foundation in the U.S., focusing exclusively on peace and security issues. Aaron Klein's Fool Me Twice, his book, spells out Obama's shocking radical plans for the next 4 years. Where did he come from? Where has he been? What is he up to? Why can't we see his records? Because he's probably laid out all his plans since he was in college. So you're not allowed to see that because you're just an American. Since its founding in 1981 by San Francisco philanthropist and activist Sally Leonthal, Plowshares says it has awarded many hundreds of grants whose aggregate value exceeded $60 million. The fund is in turn financed by a small number of foundations, including Soros Open Society. What's an open society? You know what an open society is? It's a big pit where they put people that they don't disagree with in there dead and cover them with lime. That's what an open society institute is. The Buffett Foundation. Buffett's tied into this. Can you believe that? The Carnegie Corporation of New York, the Ford Foundation, that's not Ford Motor Company, and that's definitely not Henry Ford. The Rockefeller Brothers Fund and the Rockefeller Foundation. Well, what Rockefellers do you know? Well, I know Nelson. He died getting a BJ. I know his brother. I think it's his brother, a Jay. He voted to burn the flag and votes to kill kids, and he's filthy rich. He owns West Virginia. One of the groups of funded by Plowshares is ICG. So that's when they talk about the Koch brothers, and they talk about what's the other one they talk about? It'll come to me. It's the one that Bush was tied into. Of course, you know Cheney's organization. They never talk about these bums. Soros himself funds ICG directly via his Open Society and also sits on the Executive Committee, comrades, which consists of 8 Politburo members. ICG Long, I'm improvising here in case you have to separate the wheat from the chaff. ICG Long has petitioned for the reformation of the Algerian government and for the inclusion of Islamist political parties, including 2 groups that seek out to turn Algeria into an Islamic state. They're going to have one big Islamic state, and they don't need the nuclear capability of Iran. They already have the nuclear capability of Pakistan. And God help us the day that Israel realizes it's outnumbered and is about to be destroyed. And God help the entire world. Because, and they will do a Masada. In July of 2004, ICG report obtained by WMD, ICG calls on the Algerian government to curb military action against Al-Qaeda affiliated organizations, particularly the Salafist group for preaching and combat, currently known as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. So we got a president now that's in four war zones. He's in four wars. He's lost Iraq. He's given it to the Iranians. Russian and Chinese nuclear scientists are working right now in Iran to help them develop the first bomb. And when Israel can't guess no more, they got to do something. And they're not getting any help from this guy. The last time Israel started to make arrangements to do something, they made in a deal with the Azerbaijanis, which is on the other side of Iran, for their planes to land and refuel. And our government tipped off the Iranians. And the Iranians put pressure on the Azerbaijanis. So there you go, guys. You got Big Brother is watching Israel. And I hope you're paying attention, Israel, because they're looking right down at you. And they're giving the intelligence to the Iranians. Jimmy from Brooklyn told me that the Chinese had plans to bring 100,000 machine guns into the West Coast some years ago, under the reign of Clinton the Magnificent. And the FBI got wind of it, and they were watching 2,000 guns that had already arrived. And somebody in Washington, in the Clinton administration, tipped off the Chinese, and they stopped sending them. Every day, we lose another piece of our country by treason. It's the season. And there's no decent reason. In the July 2004 ICG report obtained by WorldNet Daily, ICG calls on the Algerian government to curb military action. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is reportedly behind the hostage crisis currently underway in Algeria, and they were behind the attack on the embassy in Libya. And there is a rumor that there was supposed to be a peaceful kidnapping of the ambassador, and these two SEALs decided to, not knowing, these two SEALs decided to fight back, and Al-Qaeda killed them all because they believed that they had been betrayed. Now, who put that deal together if that's true? You only see what they want you to see. You never see the truth. ICG names two Islamic groups in its recommendations to the Algerian government. Give top priority to ending the remaining armed movements, mainly the GSPC and HDS, through a political, security, legal, and diplomatic strategy, states the ICG report. Communists love coalitions. They join coalitions to destroy them and take over. Avoid excessive reliance on military means and do not allow these movements' purported links to Al-Qaeda to rule out a negotiated end to their campaigns, continued ICG's recommendation to the Algerian government. ICG has issued at least six other reports recommending Algeria transition to a democracy. Democracy in the Middle East is not the democracy that you and I know. Democracy in the Middle East is Al-Qaeda under Soviet control, unknown to Al-Qaeda. This will allow the participation of the Islamic groups seeking to create a Muslim caliphate. After Algeria's president Bouteflika won more than 80% of the vote against Islamic opposition groups in 2004, Robert Malley, M-A-L-L-E-Y, an ICG associate, recommended, rather than exclude all his opponents from the policy-making process, he could empower them. ICG's Malley was an advisor to Obama during the 2008 presidential campaign. He resigned after it was exposed he had communicated with Hamas. WND reported Mali long had partition for dialogue with Hamas. WND, WorldNet Daily, also reported ICG has petitioned for the Egyptian government to normalize ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. In a June 2008 report titled Egypt's Muslim Brothers Confrontation or Integration, Soros, ICG, urges the Egyptian regime to allow the group to participate in political life. What they're doing in the Middle East under Soros, they are doing in the United States under Soros. The report dismisses, that's my opinion, the report dismisses Egypt's long-standing government crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood as dangerously short-sighted. The ICG report called on Hosni Mubarak's former regime to pave the way for the regularization of the Muslim Brothers' participation in political life, including by allowing for the establishment of a political party with religious reference. This is all done by Aaron Klein. ICG specifically stressed allowing the Brotherhood to serve as an Islamist party several times in its 2008 report. Now, why would George Soros, a Hungarian Jew, be so concerned with the Muslim Brotherhood? Why would he be going out of his way to create the second Holocaust? ICG specifically stressed allowing the Brotherhood to serve as an Islamist party several times in its 2008 report. Wait till you hear this ending here. ICG and its personalities also long have petitioned for the Muslim Brotherhood to be allowed to join the Egyptian government. U.S., you ready for this? This is going to rock your socks. U.S. ICG board members include Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter, Samuel Berger, who was Bill Clinton's National Security Advisor. Now, remember that. Sammy Berger is the guy that went into the archives and stole only the originals with no copies of certain documents that could indict a Bill Clinton. And he destroyed those documents, and he never was called to account for it. And retired U.S. Ambassador Thomas Pickering. Thomas Pickering just did his Benghazi report for Obama, and he told jokes while he was reading the report. Pickering, who made headlines in 2009 after meeting with Hamas leaders and calling for the U.S. to open ties to the Islamist group. Another ICG member is Mali. ICG defines itself as an independent, non-profit, multinational organization with 100 staff members on five continents working through a field-based analysis and high-level advocacy to prevent and resolve deadly conflict. You believe that crap? That's five continents, all reporting to the Soviet Union. Now, there is a book that's out on WorldNet Daily. I just saw it today. It's called Agenda. And what it says, is that when the Berlin Wall came down, it just made it easier for the Soviets to penetrate the United States. And you know who else says that? Jimmy from Brooklyn. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says he's the only one who was fighting communism in the United States. And he says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And when the ACLU goes to court every day, and every minute of the day, with crappy issues, and they all get thrown out, there's always one that gets kept. And that's a total victory. When the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. So you think about that, and you think about this report, and see how dangerously close only 1.5% of the American people know how to defend this country. Only 1.5%. And all the rest are having their guns taken away on this week's pretext. Next week it'll be another pretext. And they're going to put pressure on all of the gun manufacturers in this country. They're going to shut them down. And Walmart is the first indicator. And Hillary Clinton used to sit on the board at Walmart. Every politician in the United States House and Senate owes his job and income to someone, and it's not you. I wish when they announce Senator so-and-so is going to speak today, that when they show his ugly mug on the screen, a little window opens up and a list of his contributors runs across the screen. And that'll give you an indication of who he's loyal to. Those lobbyists with their $1,000 silk suits and Gucci shoes walking up the steps of Congress, they're not going there for the morning prayers. They're going there to take care of business and take care of your representative. You don't believe me? You know what you do? Become a fly on a wall.
The Duprees. Night music for you.
Why don't you